Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Heads up, mini rant ahead. What this survey did not address, which is a major game changer, is the economy. To be fair, the summer may have been too early. But here in November, we know what's coming next year, the economic fallout. And folks, at the risk of sounding like a Debbie Downer, it's going to be volatile to say the least. Think about it. As corporate America starts laying off people, what are the meetings going to look like? And if associations lose members because they retire out or can't pay for membership, what does that do to the meetings budget? This right here is why I think it's going to be a bumpy ride. So now that trip to the dark side is out of the way, what are we going to do about it? Well, here are my top two ideas. First up, I assume you've already learned how to present virtually. If you haven't, well, you're behind the eight ball. Get going. The target-rich environment now? The marketing departments. My prediction, corporate meetings will be cut except for those getting clients. So go find out how they're going to reach their customers. Now keep in mind, you don't have to be a sales speaker to do this. These events are to help their clients. These companies are going to be scared of losing market share. They are going to think out of the box. Seriously, I predict a majority of opportunities here. Start strategizing now. For associations, I was really shocked that no one was asking about attendance concerns. Again, could be because the data was collected in the summer, but dang, they better be thinking about it now. Associations are in a tight spot. They can't generate the revenue from large gatherings, but they need registration fees to augment the entire association budgets. That's right, people. The convention revenue props up many industry associations. They can't run the organization on membership dues alone. Also, with less people, sponsors will want to invest less, so now there's a loss there as well. This is why I think attendance is going to be front and center. So with that in mind, if you haven't already, think about creating a strong, engaged community. Yes, you industry speakers have relied on associations for that. Not anymore. Have a system for alerting your community of any speaking events or webinars or whatever format that they can attend. My prediction, associations are going to want speakers who can boost attendance and sponsor dollars. And those with strong communities can do that. I got to tell you, I'm concerned about next year. As COVID fades away with vaccines and other developments, the economic fallout is going to be with us for a long time, at least for all of 2021. That said, there will be opportunities. Now is the time to find them and seize them. Do not wait until January to think about this. Seriously. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.